Sun coming out from the fog, but it is fall, and fall arrived sort of like a lead weight this year. Rain and cool temperatures nuked a lot of the blooming plants, at least in my garden, and it ended any hope that the remaining green tomatoes out there were going to ripen. Over the years here on KUOW, we've talked with garden and travel writer Marty Wingate. She's a regular member of our Green Days gardening panel, and Marty has written widely about urban gardening, but never in the 7 years that she has been part of our station have we visited her Seattle garden. That is until last week. Marty gave me a tour, and on that tour, she told me how to divide and propagate the Pacific Coast iris.
I bought it as a 1 gallon pot. It was an unnamed cultivar, and it was in bloom. I bought it in May, and that's how I knew that I had to have it. It's beautiful yellow with purple markings on it. It just said Pac Coast Iris on the tag. I thought, ooh, you, come with me. The thing I like about Pacific Coast Iris is that they will take part shade. They do not need summer water. And they have a different look from bearded iris. They don't have those sword-like leaves. They have more of a grassy look to them.
So we, in the fall, this is the time all summer long, people ask, you know, I have this, I need to divide it, I need to cut it, I need to prune it. Now we are in the season of divide, propagate.
Well, exactly, and but not for everything. So it's good to know what to do now. This is a great time, now that the rain has started, it's a great time to divide Pacific Coast iris. It's not a great time to divide my Lemon Queen sunflower because it's still blooming, so I'll wait until late winter to do that. But, and one reason I'm going to eventually dig the whole clump up that I've started dividing is to get some of that grass that has threaded its way into the So yesterday I came out here and dug some up, and I just wanted to show you what it looks like. It starts its growth. It's dormant in the summer because it's a West Coast native and it doesn't get any water. And so when the rains start again, this is a good time because you can see. Okay, so you can see where this new growth is starting. So you see this bit here.
Oh, you mean the little rooty things?
Yeah, this new pink nodule is showing you where the new leaves are going to come out. And then there are some roots coming out right here. So really, let me just get my Thelcos out.
So you just cut it?
Yeah, you can cut this piece back.
How far back?
Well, you know, it's how far back can you get? And if you, let me uncover those little, there they are. And if you set this in soil, you don't really want to bury it too deeply.
So you set it so that pieces.
So, you know, you probably have to put a stone or something on top. I kind of stuck these in the soil, so.
So it should be horizontal like that.
Yeah, so the leaves go up.
Okay.
And the stem is horizontal, but the roots are heading down.
I always thought you had to dig up the whole darn thing.
It's probably easier with bearded iris that have those rhizomes that grow right along. They need to be in soil, but they like to be baked at the top.
But you had to lift this plant up, right?
I did, because it comes out from this middle, and it sort of flops over then, right. and the leaves. So it's not a real upright plant. It's not like Siberian iris. Now, I have some of those down there, and they're great to divide as well, but their foliage stays upright, and that's not what Pacific... This is what we call Pacific Coast iris. It's hybrids of about 11 different West Coast species. And I think some of them are natural hybrids and maybe some of them are garden hybrids. And they cross really easily, and that's why you get cultivars that have no name, because it's just a like seedling that came
and
up.
Somebody said, woo, pretty, pretty.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Let's divide this.
Okay.
So
that's it. That's a new plant.
Yeah. And so then the rest of my job is to get all of that up. I'll probably pot up some more, get the grass out, replant into a smaller clump. You see it spread all the way out over there?
I do see that. They're happy here.
Yeah. And then I'll still have flowers in May.
That's garden and travel writer Marty Wingate in her Seattle garden. You can check our website, kuow.org, because I actually took pictures that illustrate what Marty was showing me how to do. Go to the website, and then you can search either keyword gardening or Marty Wingate. This is The Record on KUOW. I'm Marcy Silman.